What is this all about, this Microsoft Sim?
So there was an app that showed up in the Windows Store called the Microsoft Cellular Data App. And what it looks like it will do is allow users to connect and pay for mobile data plans for Windows 10 PCs. The app's there. I actually downloaded it.
Google's doing something like this with Fi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the same.
But this is only for PCs, right? Not for phones.
Yeah, and it's really not a month-to-month thing. You buy a bit of data, and you never have to buy more.
Oh.
It's just for those moments when you need it.
Right, different amounts of data.
It's an MVNO. They're reselling somebody's service. Yes. Whose service?
So it looks like...
That we don't know.
Yeah.
Well, except we know one partner. We know one partner is Transitel.
Right.
Because Microsoft and Transitel announced a deal at CES around this kind of a thing. And when you download this app, I actually got something. It looked like a document that said Transitel's making a SIM. It's called the Transitel Data SIM for Microsoft Windows 10-enabled devices. I don't know if that is what's called the Microsoft
SIM. Well, no, but they resell other people's bandwidth. So in the United States, it's going to be one or more carriers. We don't know who those carriers are. There's three or four countries that will be online at the beginning. I think France, UK, United States, maybe one other.
That's it. Yeah.
It will be at least one carrier in each country. We don't know who they are yet. They haven't officially announced it.
No. And Microsoft's not talking about it. They're just saying, we're looking into new possibilities for Windows 10. That's all we're going to say. Blah.
My understanding is, so the reason this is a good idea, and they do this for Wi-Fi too, and that Wi-Fi thing used to be part of Skype, or actually probably still is part of Skype, the Skype Wi-Fi feature, which confuses everybody. But it's actually a good idea, not so much for Skype, but just to be part of Windows, because you have a Microsoft account that you sign in with probably. If you use the Windows Store, you do have a Microsoft account that you sign into there. It has a credit, it has some payment method associated with it. And so instead of going through like a hotel Wi-Fi or, you know, whatever it is, wherever you are in the world, you can buy access through Microsoft for Wi-Fi and for cellular data. And you never have to enter credit card information or any of that kind of stuff. It's built into the system. It's integrated. And you don't have to worry about where the information is going. When you buy data through the cellular thing, it looks like, unlike the Wi-Fi, it's a block of data that you can have until you use it. And so you could use, we don't know how it's going to work because it's not online yet, but let's say you bought 200 megabytes. If you used 100 megabytes today and the thing just sat there for 30 days, doesn't matter. When you the next time you need it, you still have that 100 megabytes sitting there waiting to be used. That's a really neat way to do it. It's not a monthly commitment. It's just as you go.
The plan roam, right? Wherever you buy it.
It doesn't roam outside of countries, right?
Right. So you buy it in France. You can only use it in France.
You buy France data, essentially. Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I conceivably you could use the same SIM if you traveled around the world to buy data in France, use it in France, buy data in the United States, use that in the United States. But again, it's not there yet. We don't know. We're just basing it on documentation and, what little has been announced from, what is it, Transitel?
Transitel
sounds like a French company, doesn't it? Transitel.
It does.
They do
company of the future.
they do operate in a number of countries, though, and they set other people up to be MVNOs, it says on their website. Okay. So we don't know a lot more. I think Paul was the one who said maybe we'll know at Mobile World Congress. Like, this does seem like that kind of an announcement.
Yeah, it seems like that type of announcement. It's a great idea. I mean, especially for – it's just a great idea. The problem is most PCs don't have – SIM cards in them, by the way, including all of Microsoft's own computers except for Surface 3. And so hopefully, next gen they add that capability. And who knows, maybe there's a way to add it. Maybe they'll have a USB adapter or something. I don't know.
I mean, there's all sorts of ways to do that without having a SIM card. Like buying a Karma or something. Karma Go. It makes sense that Microsoft would. So this is probably more for hardware going forward, I would guess.
I would guess.
And for and for that hardware that has it. I mean, a lot of the PC makers ship machines that have SIM cards in them, I assume.
Tablets commonly have SIM cards.
Yeah, yeah.
And this SIM sounds like something somewhat similar to what Apple does. They have a generic SIM in an iPad, and then you pick the carrier.
Apple doesn't sell you the data directly, and and you're on a plan, right? I think. Or can you buy it ad hoc?
You can buy it ad hoc.
You can, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's good. That's a neat feature.
Yeah. The only negative on that is if you do choose AT&T, they'll lock the SIM for you.
Yes. Yeah. Hooray.
Then you have to, but all you do is you go to Apple and you get a new one. That's just AT&T.
A new SIM.
SIM. Not
new iPad. Okay. Not a new iPad.
No. I need a new iPad.
That would also solve the problem.
Right. It would. No, you can just put a new SIM in. I guess there's a way. So essentially all a SIM is like a pin on your, a chip on your credit card. It's just a serial number effectively.
Yeah.
And then you can associate it with an account.